Welcome to Here We Sew Again, the podcast where three sewists from different backgrounds discuss all things sewing. I'm Amanda Carestio.
I'm Meg Healy.
And I'm Kate Seinard.
Today on the podcast, we are talking all about sewing for babies and kiddos. Everything from baby clothes to baby accessories, maybe even a few quilts. It's going to be a great episode that we originally intended to record before Meg had her new bundle of joy, but we're doing it afterwards, and it's going to be a great conversation. We might even have a special visitor, which we're all very excited about.
Yes.
We will also share something in our Sew Inspo segment when we're done with that. It's going to be a great conversation. But before we jump in, how are y'all doing? How are you, Meg?
Yes, welcome back.
We want to know. Yes. We want to know.
I am tired. That's
yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. It's funny because the script is from when before I gave birth. So I was like reading what I was going to say to the question.
Yeah.
Like before, like, yeah. But yeah, we were going to record this, but little baby, his name is Jay Edward. Jay, he came a couple weeks early, just kind of, you know, started going into labor, and he just came early, and he came on April 13th, which is, I was kind of excited because I'm a 13th birthday. I love the number 13.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
He was our lucky little boy.
Yeah. Indeed. Well, I do want to share that Meg emailed us the day we were going to record, and she said, "Sorry, I can't record. I'm going to the hospital, have a baby." And we were like, "We'll excuse your absence this time."
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, that's okay. And then we had to come up with an alternative subject really quickly because we didn't want Meg to miss out on this one. So,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Everybody has been very kind about our market episode that we came up with at the very last second. So yes. Thank you, everyone.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a perfect episode topic for you guys to talk about. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. Did you actually listen?
Not yet.
I should
have asked the topic.
Meg's been busy.
I
know. I know. I was like literally shocked. Like, did you listen to that episode? That can't possibly
it's
be a thing that happened.
Oh, I know. It's like you think you have time. Like, the days go by so fast when it's really, I'm not like, it's, I guess it's just every, you just live on a clock of like every 2 hours you're feeding, yep. You're burping, you're feeding yourself, you're, you yep. know, changing yep. diapers, you're trying to slip. It's just this like cycle of, you know, I was telling you before we even started recording, I'm not even recording this in my studio. I just like abandoned my studio. I haven't even gone in it. I just put papers in there, like mail that's like to be filed away. Like, I have some baby clothes that need to be altered as well. Because he got some like leggings, but the elastic was too tight. So I'm just going to do it for like a band, but
nice.
I'm sure I'll talk about this later. But I mean, he was a tiny little baby. I knew he was going to be a small baby. I didn't have a huge baby bump, but he came out at 5 pounds, 3 ounces, and he didn't fit into any clothes I had. So we had to go get preemie clothes for him because he was swimming in even like the newborn stuff I had. And I know I by the guilt I had about, oh my God, if I only like I could have made some. And I was like, I'm ordering stuff online. I'm like, how is like his first outfits I'm not making? And but obviously I didn't have time.
No, you don't have time.
And he's there he is. You can hear him in the back.
Baby Jay.
Yeah. Julian is sitting in the room with the baby, so you might hear little spurts, and we'll see if it escalates. We might need to pause for a bit, but
yeah.
They're here. My boys are here.
Yay. Awesome. Your boys.
Love that. Well, shall we hop into So What's New and wrap that up, and then we'll jump into our main segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I didn't have anything this week. And that I'm feeling major guilt about that because, Meg, you have a couple of things listed and, like,
you just had a baby, so what am I even doing?
Well, the first one that I have on the list was one that I saw today while feeding Jay. I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw, and it's their first pattern. It's this Capstone Pattern Company, and it's their hemlock. It's a top and a dress, but I loved the belt that was on the dress. And I believe this is their debut pattern for this new company. And it popped up on my Instagram and I loved it. I just thought the sewn-in belt to the side seam was just super cute, and I just really liked it. And yeah, so I had to put that on. I just added that right before we started.
That's super cute. Yeah.
Really cute.
Nice loose tee. I like it.
And then the second one I had, because I'm thinking I need to rethink my wardrobe a little bit about access to boobies, because now I know like how often I'm feeding, how quick you need to, you know, get get the milk in the mouth to stop the crying. So like even this, when I saw this hemlock, I'm like, maybe I can do like a button down in the front. Like I'm just, you know, I'm thinking of all these dresses that I have that are pullover, and I'm like, I need more things that I can just easy access. And I love like the Rowan top from Seymour. It's just like a classic button up. I've been wearing a lot of button ups around the house. I can just kind of quickly open it up, or sometimes I don't even bother to do it back. I'm just wearing it open. So I loved that. I like the oversized breast pockets, and it was their new pattern release for May. And so I actually already printed it out. So
Way to go.
I have time to whip something up, but maybe like a short sleeve and like do a dress version of it. I just really liked it. And the kind of the shoulders are a bit more
like a drop shoulder.
Yeah, like a drop shoulder.
I like that. Yeah.
So cute. I salute you, Meg. I really do.
Yeah.
So impressed.
Well, I went ahead and grabbed the other new pattern from Seymour.
Yes, I saw that.
Which is the Dell, and it's a lovely loose jumpsuit with a V-neck in the front and a scoop neck in the back, and it's just loose and flowy and looks very comfortable and lovely, and it's going on my list of maybe someday I'll make this jumpsuit. Who knows?
I love the elasticated straps. And those pockets are ginormous. I love it.
Oh yeah, it's got big, beautiful pockets, doesn't it?
Yeah, the elastic straps are so key, because when you do actually sit down in a woven jumpsuit with woven straps, like your torso kind of like elongates, and you can like either your straps are like too, they like fall off your shoulders, or they're too tight and they like tighten up. So the elastic in the straps, it's actually so functional when you actually sit and move in a woven jumpsuit. When I saw that, I was like, oh, that's perfect.
I hadn't thought about that, but that's really good information. Yeah.
Super cute. Well, good finds, y'all. Shall we take a quick break and then we'll hop in our main segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Okay, main segment time, y'all. Let's talk sewing for babies and kiddos, which is a topic Meg, I know, is on your brain these days. There are many approaches to sewing for babies and kids. Some people sew everything. Some may only sew a few special things. And then maybe you just don't and you save your sewing efforts for yourself, all of which is valid. So let's talk about our different approaches. Meg, I was curious, knowing that you are multitasking over there, what is your tally of baby projects so far?
Oh, I know. By multitasking, I'm literally feeding Jay right now. Yep. He's in the break. He decided he needed some milk. So,
yep.
So that's, you'll hear him shut up now that he's gotten what he's wanted. Exactly. But I think I made a lot of onesies, and I made couple sleep sacks, and I made some leggings. I think I made actually like 7 onesies and a couple pairs of pants. I made a nursing pillow cover. I made a couple of those. Mm-hmm. And what's on my list still is changing pad covers and crib sheets. Because what I was realizing shopping for those, they are so expensive.
Yeah.
A crib sheet that I saw was like $39.99 and it was just like double gauze. And so I bought one just so I could take the dimensions off of it. And same with the changing pad covers.
Yeah.
And with the nursing pillow as well, I bought a protective cover, and then I traced the pattern from it. And so I have that on it. And then I made some, so I've been making lots of just kind of covers, but nothing that fits him now I can get him in because
yes,
I haven't had time. I have some, I want to get some sewing time in soon. It's kind of, you know, he's 3 weeks tomorrow. So we're in a little bit of a groove where now I can like maybe sneak away for an hour and just sew him something that fits. Cause right now he's kind of growing. So he's in between preemie and newborn a little bit. So some of the newborn stuff is still a bit big, but the preemie stuff is a bit small. So I want to make him some custom things.
Got it. Yeah. I remember I didn't do a ton of sewing for that super early stage, mostly because what I'd heard was they do grow so fast during that period. So I think I did a lot of like hats and little baby pants. And I did a lot of upcycling since you need such small amounts of fabric. I remember I would go and get like t-shirts and stuff from the thrift store and then cut that and use it as fabric. And I made Ruby lots and lots of outfits that I think for number 2 and 3, the numbers just went down and down. Mm-hmm. The number of handmade items I prepared, which is understandable because you're busy. But I like your approach, Meg. That's all. It's all really practical stuff. And you're right. Some of those things are just expensive.
Oh my gosh.
They say baby on them.
Oh, exactly. And you'll love that. I totally like. That week was just such a blur, but I remember, you guys will love this story, but the beginning of that week, so I started having contractions at home like 24 hours before like I got admitted to the hospital, but I wasn't finished my birthing gown yet. So I was literally having in between contractions, I was sewing, finishing my hems on I made a birthing gown and a birthing nightgown. And I was literally on my bouncy ball at the sewing machine.
Wow.
Having contractions, finishing my outfit for the hospital. That's... I totally forgot about that until now. That week was such a blur. Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Because like I was literally, I got sent home from the hospital and I know I didn't have my hems or my belt finished. And I was like, okay, this like the third, they're not sending me back again. I need to really pack my hospital bag. Oh, I didn't finish my hems.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Let's That's talk hardcore. About baby quilts, y'all, because I think it was either, I don't know what the inspiration was, but when I had my kiddos, I was doing a lot more quilting, but I also think like a baby quilt is just such an easier project to bite off than like a full size quilt. Like they're so much quicker, less fabric, you can get done with it and move on. And they're just kind of fun to make. But I will say, like, I think I made 3 for Ruby, 1 for Booker, and then 1 for Desi, my youngest. And he didn't get his baby quilt until he was like 3. So I really fell off. But I loved making baby quilts. And I know, Meg, you were doing a little bit of that as well.
Mm-hmm. I made a baby quilt for my friend who had a baby. I think he's 7 months now, and I really, really enjoyed making him a baby quilt. And I have definitely more on the list. And I know that I'll probably be like you, Amanda, and Jay won't get his baby quilt until he's 3, but then he can like enjoy, like kind of
totally
more, like see it, and you'll know what they like.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit, like they gravitate towards like a character. I know there's like fun, like licensed fabrics that you can get, mm-hmm, they're like their favorite characters and stuff, so yeah. So but I'll be definitely be making more because my brother him and his partner are expecting a baby this summer, so I have lots of babies, and so maybe it'll be once, you know, the schedule kind of frees up,
yeah,
a little bit,
yeah,
I might find some escape time in my studio, make more baby quilts. But yeah, I loved the process of that.
And it is such a lovely gift to make them and give them. Yes. It also, maybe that's a good type of project to like stop and start if you are having to sew
exactly
in smaller increments. I feel like quilting is really a pretty good fit for that kind of sewing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for bringing your machine outside, I was thinking about things I can sew outside, bring my sewing machine outside. I think a quilting is perfect because it's just, you know, lots of little pieces, like, and even just doing the quilt, like the act of quilting, it's, you know, you're at the machine for a long period of time. So it's a good thing to sew in the summer too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, for sure. I've never had the opportunity to make a baby quilt because my mom is a quilter and she makes all of the baby quilts for all the family babies. So it never really occurred to me to do it because she always does it. So
that was her thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I love that. Let's talk about kind of future plans. I think for me, I did do a little bit more sewing for toddlers than I did for babies, for young baby, because I felt like those pieces might last a little bit longer. Like they weren't growing quite as fast,
right.
But I did. I remember when Ruby was 1, we got invited to a wedding of a dear friend and I made her a dress. And I was so, I don't know. I guess I was just scared about the sizing because it is also tricky sewing for something that small. And I made it pretty large. And I swear she was still wearing that dress when she was like 3 or 4 years old, like it would still fit her. And I just made it, you know, obviously oversized. But what are your plans, Meg? Do you envision yourself like making little tiny boy overalls and like
cute. 100%.
Because I can totally see you doing that.
Oh yeah, I'm like so excited to sew for like a toddler and a kid. Yeah. Like it's yeah, I'm so excited because again, like the money saving too. Like kids' clothes are yeah. you know expensive, and you I'm just looking at the amount of fabric that you need, and it's just such a good way to use up scraps of fabric. Totally. Like little, I think I'm gonna start like just like a bin of you know off cuts of things that you know can be used for that. And I'm also excited to really like thrift and like upcycle too, like mm-hmm. get cute little jean jackets or jean overalls and do embroidery and like all that cute. Stuff. So, yes. Oh yeah, 100%. I'm so excited.
Yes. I actually did. So I have been not a big sewer in the end for any of the babies that have come through my life. And I have none of my own, but I have, you know, my godson, I have my niece, I have my goddaughter. And I sew for nobody except for I did when my niece was, I don't remember how old she was. She was like 3 or 4, I think. I did make her an Ariel costume for Halloween. Usually I think after that they just bought her costumes, but I did, you know, work with the little scale print lamé fabric and the, you know, I think it was like a crushed velvet, purple top for her. And it was fun. And she was across the country at the time. So I just had to put it together and hope it fit her, based on the sizes. But, I can say that I have occasionally sewn for children, or at least that one child that one time.
Well, definitely costumes, I feel like, is a whole other category too. Uh-huh. Like I've made
yes.
a lot of like dinosaur, Bob the Builder, mm-hmm. those types of things, last minute. The one thing that I do that I remember it surprised me about making clothes for like toddlers is like just the scale can be a little challenging, you know, like thinking about like the hem of a pants or like,
oh yeah,
you know, it's like, I remember it being kind of tricky and just like it almost, and sometimes that made the project more difficult just because it was smaller detail, smaller scale, and getting everything mm-hmm. right. I don't know if you had that experience, Meg.
Well, when I was sewing the baby onesie, like hemming the hem of this long sleeve, especially the opening
was teeny.
Like, obviously you can't even get it like taking off the, you know, the arm of the machine. You can't. Mm-hmm. But I find it a lot easier, you know, like turning it wrong side out than doing it like that way, for sure. But yeah, no, totally. All the little scales. And when I even think about doing things for toddlers, like a tiny little pocket or like a tiny placket, a tiny cot, mm-hmm. like that could be tricky. Like that could definitely be more difficult for sure.
Yeah. I remember being surprised by that for sure. And I will say too, like just thinking about as kids get older, I definitely, it's pretty few and far between sewing for my kids, although I do sew for my daughter quite a bit. But it has really turned into just like, I will occasionally buy a pattern, but copycatting is what I do mostly. And I feel like I could have been doing that all along. Like, I feel like there's, if you get that one like really great secondhand garment that, and you could just trace it off and make it on repeat. I don't know why I waited until they were older to do that, but that's definitely my favorite. My mode now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, let's switch modes a little bit. And I'm curious, did either of you have any special mom made or grandma made outfits or items as a kid?
Oh, well, my mom, I want to give her credit because this is, you have in the notes, this is specifically like preteen, like child
age. Mm-hmm. I do want to give a shout out to my mother, who made me a lot of theatrical costumes when I was in high school, I was a teenager.
Bonus
she point. Made She did amazing things for somebody who doesn't think of herself as a garment sewist. She made me an eagle costume, and that was impressive stuff. But
oh my god, we need a picture of this. Do you have a picture?
I'll see if I can find a picture.
You better.
She used real feathers. It was amazing.
wow.
Yeah, I don't even know. It was amazing. But the one that popped out at me as a preteen is for one of my birthdays, maybe when I was eight or nine, something like that. She made me a dress up wedding dress. So it's like white satin floor length, wow. Got like two layers of on the skirt with lace. And I mean, it's not like a super, super fancy dress, but, you know, a 9-year-old kid pulls out a freaking wedding dress and it's amazing. And I loved to play dress up, played dress up all the time. So it was, and she made a veil to go with it. And it was delightful. It's lovely. It's actually upstairs because we lent it. We've lent it to various children in the family through the years. And now I'm supposed to take it down to my goddaughter, but I'm not sure if I can part with it again. So yeah, I might grab a quick pic of that too, if you're interested. Throw it up on Instagram or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you, Meg?
I love playing dress up too, but I had nothing me made. My mom didn't sew. My grandma sewed, but I was kind of the last grandchild. And so I didn't have many. I don't think I had any clothes that she made for me, but I had a Christmas stocking that she made that I always love, and I still have it and I still use it. And but yeah, nothing that I guess some me made, like my dad, he did a lot of like painted, like there was some things that he like painted for like furniture and like and so like that I have memories of, because I got my creativity from my dad, and my mom is not, you know, self-proclaimed like not creative. So
Oh baby Jay,
it's that weird time of night we're recording this at night, you know, it's kind of like, you know,
totally.
He doesn't really know what's up. But nothing we made that I could like wear.
You know, I was thinking about this, and my mom sewed a bunch when I was, I think when I was a kid, but she like made a full maternity capsule for herself. Ah. Like she did a lot of sewing like for herself in preparation for baby. And I think by the time, and I have an older brother, and I think by the time I was born, she was kind of moved away from that, probably because she was really busy. But my grandma was a big knitter, and she would always make us sweaters and things like that. And I have some special holiday items. But I do remember this one period of time, and my mom, like, she hired out a local sewist in Tennessee where I grew up to make me some like custom things, because it was like the late 80s and geese were really popular. And I distinctly remember this like goose themed sweatsuit with like my name on it. And she had that made. And then I remember too that she also had like a jumper made, like it's like a kind of like what we would call a jumpsuit with tied at the straps and like big kind of balloon legs in this, like I vividly remember it was this lightweight corduroy with this paisley print on it. And I loved that thing. I think, you know, I wore it over my turtlenecks because I was preppy and all of that. But I just think it's funny that I don't know who the person was, but my mom contracted this out, and like kudos to her. She was busy. She was a working mom. She didn't have time for all that, but still had my very amazing goose sweatsuit.
Wait, geese?
Geese. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really?
Yeah, no, I think it was like a late 80s, early 90s. Ah! Oh, you got some loons, Meg.
I'm literally wearing a sweater. Yeah, with some loons on it.
I think it was right before the period of time when people used to have geese out in their front yard and they would like change their clothes seasonally. Like it was the precursor to that. But yeah, geese like had a moment in the late 80s, I swear.
I believe you. I did not pay attention to fashion in any way, shape, or form in the late 80s. I don't think
there was fashion involved. I think there was nothing fashionable about it. It was just people liked geese back then, way back then.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Okay. I'm having trouble wrapping my mind around it because, you know, I'm not a fan of geese. So,
yeah, they weren't Canadian geese, though. They were like cute, like all white geese that with the orange.
Oh, like the what? Yeah. Like the mother goose kind of geese.
Exactly. Not Canadian geese, which is like a totally different experience out here in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
They're everywhere and they're annoying.
Absolutely.
But I can't wait to find out what Baby J's like motif is.
I know.
Meg, you've got your color and you're like, your lime and your avocados, and I don't know. I feel like Baby Jay's gonna need a motif.
Well, he certainly has a lot of money things.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
Oh yeah, video of him and Bunny. So cute.
Yeah. Well, Bubby is not pleased. I will tell you that picture was extremely rare. Bubby has. It's been an adjustment. He's not an only child anymore. Mm-hmm. He has someone else. But yeah, it's funny. Even when I was in the hospital, because I was in the hospital for, since I had a C-section, I was there for, you know, 3-4 days. And so Julian was at home, and Bubby doesn't do well when I'm not at home, like, because he usually lays with me. So he was already stressed out. Then I brought Jay home, and he was stomping his foot. He was hiding. He wasn't eating. He hasn't, like, he's a little curious about the baby. Like, he goes up and, like, that picture was from just him kind of, like,
checking him out.
But, yeah, you know, he's definitely not happy.
Oh, he's a poor puppy.
I know.
You get used to it.
I know. Because usually the first thing I would do when I get out of bed is run down and give Bubby breakfast. But now I need to feed Jay.
Yeah, he's got to weigh up.
I got to feed Jay and then Bubby, so I know.
And Bubby has not yet figured out that the way to get fed first is by screaming, so.
I know. Bubby can't scream. So,
so Jay's going to win every time.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, I know. He's being fussy, so I'm holding him now. So
yeah, she's kind of jouncing him around, and we're, you know, mesmerized.
Well, right now he has a onesie on that my mother-in-law got him. His grandma has like koalas on it and giraffes. Mm. So aww. He has lots of definitely
animal
themed animal print things.
Yeah.
There's lots of bunny stuff. You should have seen him at my bridal shower. So many bunny things, like the cutest little outfits that he'll wear, you know, upcoming. But yeah,
that's great.
So cute. I don't know if I can talk about sewing for babies anymore because I'm just like too distracted by the baby in the room.
I know.
Okay. Well, I think that was our discussion list anyway. Yeah. And it's a little short, but that's okay because it's Meg's first time back. So why don't we take a quick.
Yeah. Let me just, I did want to say one final thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I feel like the thing, the takeaway from like sewing for babies and kids and all of that is like do what works for you and like there's so many opportunities for you to have mom guilt about so many things, and like sewing your baby Mimaids should not be one of them as far as
absolutely not.
So there you go. That's I just wanted to make sure we put that out there because I feel like I do remember feeling some pressure, especially since you know, I sewed. Everyone knew I sewed. There was maybe an expectation that I was going to make a baby capsule, and I just didn't. But No right way to do it. No wrong way either.
And like, I'm looking at Jay right now, and his outfit doesn't even match. Like, I'm like, how did I do this? Like, it just would fit him. Like, he's wearing navy striped pants with a onesie with, like, brown on. Like, there's no matching. I'm like, I don't know.
Whatever is clean and
whatever's
fits.
Clean.
Exactly.
And,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, even I had plenty of plans to make my niece baby clothes and probably my godson, too. And I just never did. And it's not mom guilt. It's like aunt and godmother guilt. But, yeah. And, you know, no guilt. And because, like, it just didn't happen. Yeah. And that's okay. He was fine. She was fine. And, like, they were both fine.
Sewing person guilt. You know, I feel like there is that expectation. Oh, yeah. Whether it's your kid or someone else's, that you're going to, like, hand make something. And sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. So, like, I don't know. Just take it easy on yourself, especially you, Meg.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and come back with our Sew Inspo.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back, everyone. It's time for our favorite segment, our Sew Inspo segment, where we talk about what's giving us our sewing inspiration today. So, Meg, do you have any Sew Inspo this week?
I have a lot. What I like, because when I have time, like, you know, when I'm feeding, and especially in the middle of the night, yeah. I have my phone with me and I'm scrolling and yeah. I have so many ideas and, like, wants to sew. Like, even Julian caught me today, like, fabric shopping online. Like, I literally have so much fabric. And I'm like, don't even have time to sew.
Like, the planning is really fun and important, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think my Sew Inspo right now is I just really need just some more, like, button-up shirt. Like, I really want to make that Rowan shirt. And then I want to make some stuff for him as well, just some, like, little pants, like, mm-hmm. that he can wear, because he has a lot of basic onesies that I have, like, just the basic plain white onesies, but the pants, like, the leggings are so easy to whip up. You don't have to deal with, like, binding and adding snaps and stuff, so I just want to whip mm-hmm. up some for him, because I have lots of cute fabrics. So I think I make some time. I have my doula is coming tomorrow, so I might have her help me watch him, and then I can sneak off to do some
or rest and
or rest. I know, right?
So yeah. hard. So
but
hard.
It's like I was telling Julie, it's not like I just feel like I mentally need some time sewing. I was like,
yeah.
Not even to get the stuff done that needs to be sewn. It's just the act of, like, being in my studio just for an hour would just be, like, really nice. Yeah. Even if I don't even, like, accomplish anything, like, just to be in there, even, like, to cut something out or, like, tape a pattern together. I would, like, love to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just get a moment of escape.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
How about you, Amanda? What's your Sew Inspo at the Mo?
At the moment, I am prepping for my next market, so I am sewing a lot, and that is, yeah, I'm pretty inspired by that. I picked up some new buttons today from the antique store where I love to go and dig for buttons, and that was really fun, because I'm working on some button-ups next. So Meg, we were on the same wavelength a little bit there.
Button-ups.
Button-ups. But I think that's about it. I did make some progress, and I'm mostly done with our little travel capsule. So I'll be sharing some photos of that here soon. But yeah, just, I don't know. I don't know what I'm necessarily inspired by, but I'm sewing a lot, just a lot of sewing. So there's
that's
that.
Good.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, I am obsessed with my Cherry Market capsule.
Yes.
I took your advice, Amanda, and I sketched everything out sort of it badly. And
looks amazing.
Thank you. And two of the things are repurposed from other things that I've made that I don't wear, but happen to be in the right color scheme. And I'm getting some fabric in from Spoonflower. Should be here in like 4 or 5 days. But it's a cherry print, but it's a pink cherry print to go with my logo. So yes, it's a pink, green, and white capsule right now. And I'm getting some green linen in, and I have to go find some double gauze, and I'm going to embroider some stuff, and it's going to be so cute. I cannot wait to get started, but I need to wash those things that that I'm going to repurpose before I can start, because they are covered in cat hair.
Yes. Did you decide, are you using your logo? Are you going to digitize that?
I may put my logo on one of the pieces. I'm still trying to decide. Yep. And I have digitized it. I mean, it's me. Of course I've digitized it. so I can do that easily if I want to, but I think I'm mostly sticking with, you know, I've got two pieces that are cherry print, and then one piece that's going to have cherry embroidery, and it's not going to be my logo. It's going to be like a cool little swirl cherry with swirls that I found on Etsy. And then the last one may or may not have my logo on it. We'll see.
I love it so much. See, you win for like having a conversation on the podcast and then actually following through.
Yeah.
You win.
Am like, I'm so glad you suggested it. Because I am, like I said, totally obsessed with it.
It's going to be so good.
Having the fabric come in, I had this gift card from Spoonflower I've had for years. And it's always been like, what can I get? I can't just get anything. It has to be something special that I use this gift card on.
Right.
And I did some looking around, and the cherry prints that I could find, they were all red. And I really wanted to do pink cherries because my logo colors are pinks. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up on Spoonflower, and I was like, nope, this is it. And I can get it. I can get some cotton for my apron, and I can get some poplin for my shirt.
Oh yeah. You can like, cause you can get it on whatever fabric. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's what I did. So the apron's going to be plain like quilting cotton, and then it'll be a lighter one for the blouse. And I'm going to match my embroidery fabric to the cherries on the other thing. And it's going to be so good. And the pants, you're going to love them, Meg, because they're going to be so green. And because I didn't go like olive. They're like green. So,
It's the way
so
I excited. Like pants. It's green.
Green. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, super excited about those. And
so cute.
Yeah. Obsessed.
Fun things. So inspiring.
Yes. Okay, well, that was a great conversation. And we really appreciate, Meg, you taking the time out of your busy life.
No, I needed a sewing conversation. I'm just, you know, talking to a baby and then Jillian, but all we talk about is the baby.
Right.
And Bubby. And yeah, so.
Well, I enjoyed having a special guest visitor as well, and getting to see your cute, cute little man.
Yes.
He's very cute.
He is.
Mini Julian. Everyone who comes over is like, that's baby Julian.
I have to agree.
the pictures that you and he post on Instagram of Jay cuddling Julian are so cute. I look at them and I want to die. They're so cute.
Yeah. And, oh my gosh. Yeah. No, they're so funny. Yeah.
Yeah. The two of them together.
Julian?
Yeah. He's probably napping.
Oh, Julian said no.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
Y'all both need it. Yeah. Keep those pictures coming, Meg.
I will.
Inquiring minds want to know and want to see your little babe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know,
it's been a different life, but it's been so fun. Like, it's nothing like I would have, you know. It's so crazy. You just don't know, like, how much love you can, like, even, like, have for something. It's it's exhausting, but it's so, like, rewarding. And, mm-hmm. yeah. And we're going to get, he's smiling. And we're going to get in some new outfits, aren't we?
He's like, oh, no. What are you going to dress me in, lady?
Nah. He's way too young to know that that's an oh, no moment. That won't happen until he's, like, 8.
Yeah, it's true. He'll wear whatever.
Yeah.
Cutie. Well, thanks, y'all. That was a great convo. Always lovely checking in with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you all for listening and for forgiving a little bit of baby crying in this particular episode.
I know. My audio is going to be very questionable.
It's okay.
I tried to turn my mic off when he was really good, but then I was moving around a bit. And so.
Yeah. Whatever.
My audio being a little off.
It is what it is, and I know our listeners will forgive you. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And until next time, let's sew.
Let's sew.
Here We Sew Again is produced by Amanda Carestio, Meg Healy, and me, Kate Zinard. Find us on Instagram at Here We Sew Again Pod, or email us at herewesewagainpod@gmail.com. Our show website is shows.acast.com/here-we-sew-again. Thanks for listening, and now it's sew time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.